Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin County Medical Center, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Long with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin County Medical Center, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. This is an open line show today. Good morning to you, Dr. Hilden.
Good morning, Denny.
Nice to see you again.
As well as you. Did you have a good week?
Yeah, it was really a good week. And you did? Were you in the hospital a lot?
I was working at the hospital. We have a dozen teaching teams and non-teaching teams, and I was on one of the teams where you see patients without students and residents. You know, we're a teaching hospital, but when I don't have residents and students with me, it's pretty efficient, but it's busy. So I had some long days this week, but I've been off this weekend trying to get a little exercise in, help my kid move. That was my exercise. Moving furniture.
Moving in or out?
He was moving.
You've done both,
a little of both in this case. Yeah. So it gives me great respect for people who move furniture. I've got my knees bent up.
It's
my kneecap
tough.
Got all bruised. I got cuts. I was exhausted. I think I lost 5 pounds in perspiration alone.
Yeah, I believe that. Moving's tough.
To every architect out there, when you're building an apartment building, design the stairwells differently, please.
And make them bigger.
Make them bigger. Remember, there's yutzes like me with couches trying to get them up 3 flights of stairs and turning every landing. You know what I mean? Anyway, that was my week.
Well, I'm glad you're back here and doing an open line show kind of keeps you in shape.
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
For your week at the hospital.
Keeps me sore, in my bones.
Well, if you have a general health question, that's what we call it, an open line show. Our listeners drive the show either by phone calls or text messages. I guess tweets, too.
Yeah, you can tweet me at Dr. David Hilden. I do the Twitter thing. It's one way to get a question in, but you have to be very concise,
Keep limited.
Yes, you can be very limited, and I'll try to get that. So that's Dr. David Hilden. If you put the hashtag Healthy Matters, then I'll be for sure to get it because I'm kind of a novice at this. But if you just do it to me, just send it to me at Dr. David Hilden. I should get that. Yeah.
And if you're going to be at the Minnesota State Fair, we'll be doing these shows
there.
Yes, I will.
We will be there. We're doing both shows from the fair, and they're some of my favorite shows because a lot of you all get to come out, and I'm having some family members actually from all over the country coming to the second Sunday, but I'm going to be there for both of the Sundays at the Fair with you, Denny. We're going to do the show live from the CCO Broadcast Center. It is always fun.
Because you do all the heavy lifting. I just kind of sit back and listen.
Yeah, I just stand and chat with people, and hopefully I can shake your hand. So if you were thinking of coming to the fair this year and you're thinking, well, why would I go at 7:30 in the morning? I'll tell you why. You can come right out to the show. And I'd love to meet you. And it's not very busy yet. It starts to get busy.
It's comfortable weather-wise.
It's comfortable weather. The humidity and heat hasn't happened yet, and the food's all fresh, and the smells aren't quite as fresh yet. And so, you know, it's a it's a great time to come out. I'll be out there with you, Denny, right at the station. We're right by the Ye Old Mill. For those of us who grew up in Minnesota, you know what the Ye Old Mill is, and we're right next to one of the locations of the cookie place.
Yeah, Sweet Martha's.
Sweet Martha's right there, and there's great coffee at French Meadow right across the street from us. So it from the CCO Broadcast Center, you can see the giant slide there. So if those of you are familiar with the fairgrounds, that's the general area, right in the heart of everything, actually.
It really is.
So come see us both Sundays of the fair. Well, the show starts, as always, at 7:30, and I'd love to meet you.
And it's going to be an open lines like we have going right today, and folks are already calling in and texting. Here's our phone number, 651-989-9226, and there's a line open. You can fill it. You know, when we do open lines, we tend to get busy. 651-989-9226, or send a text like some folks are doing. 81807
So we're gonna get to the phones. We got a couple people on, and we have some text messages. I would like to do a little bit of announcement stuff. First of all, one thing I talked about last week was vitamins and supplements, and somebody called in and said, "Why aren't you a big fan of vitamins and supplements?" For those of you who want to know more about my thoughts on that, go to the blog. It's myhealthymatters.org, myhealthymatters.org, where my latest post this past week was about just that. And then secondly, I want to talk to one of my colleagues who I believe is going to be on the phone lines with us today. So coming up on September 10th, there is a really fun event. And so, do you have a dog? Maybe you don't have a dog, but if you do have a dog, do you like to run? I like to run. Well, we're doing a run in support of HCMC's Brain Injury Research Lab. So the event is called Charlene's 5K Dog Run. So everybody with or without a four-legged dog friend is invited to participate in the event. It's going to raise money for a unique cause. It is Sunday, September 10th, right after the show from 9 to 10:30 at Three Rivers Bakers Park in Maple Plain. Now, I've asked somebody, one of my colleagues, to call in and help us out with that. So Dr. Uzma Samadani has been on this show before. She is one of the nation's preeminent brain injury researchers, and this run is in support of her research. So, Dr. Samadani, are you with us?
Yes, I am here.
Hey, thanks for calling in. How you been, Uzma?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, regular listeners to the show or visitors to the state fair maybe have met her before. So, Dr. Samadani, tell me a little bit about what's going on September 10th with the run.
Perfect. So basically, just to, you know, sort of summarize, Charlene Barron was a 9-time Ironman triathlete who also competed in the World Championships of the Ironman in Hawaii. She did 30 Birkebeiners. So she was an extremely dedicated athlete. She ran the Boston Marathon. She was there the year of the bombing. Very, very relentless, you know, spirit, strong woman, great role model for all of us. She was in a training run in September 2016 on her bike when she had an accident and she crashed quite badly. She was taken to HCMC. She had a brain injury. She had a fractured clavicle, a broken spine, a fractured pelvis, lung contusions, rib fractures. And she ended up having neurosurgery done. We operated on her actually 5 times over the course of the subsequent, you know, time after her injury. And unfortunately, she didn't make it. But in order to memorialize her and to honor her sort of energy and her drive and her sort of relentless spirit and this idea that, you know, sports makes people stronger, her friends and family have put together this fundraiser on September 10th that you mentioned at Baker Park. It's a 5K dog run. And, you know, even for those of us who don't have a dog in the race, we all believe in preventing brain injury. So they want to support our research that looks at prevention of brain injury in youth athletes.
What a great story, and what a great event.
Yeah, well...
So what's going to happen to the proceeds? What are you going to do? What kind of... in other words, tell us what kind of research you're up to lately.
So the specific research is actually, it's a neck strengthening program to reduce incidence, duration, and severity of concussion symptoms in youth athletes. So we have about 1,500 athletes at 7 Minneapolis-St. Paul area schools, 6 high schools and 1 college. And we are going to be enrolling all athletes, girls and boys, from all sports in a neck strengthening program. And we are going to look at how it impacts the incidence, duration, and severity of concussion. So we're going to look at the people with the most neck strength and compare it to the people with the least, and then look at trends in improvement in neck strength over time and see how it impacts concussion rate. Because there's preliminary data to suggest that people with stronger necks are less likely to have rapid acceleration, deceleration of their heads, and they're less likely to have a higher velocity of head impact when they get hit or when they fall.
That's so fascinating, because, you know, we talk a lot about football players and soccer players and like, and there's a lot of emphasis on helmets and the like, but I've not heard that before about the you know, evolving data about neck strength. That's fascinating.
Yes, so there have been a couple of papers from University of Michigan, from University of Colorado. And then just recently, yesterday, I tweeted a new study that just came out, basically all suggesting that increased neck strength may reduce concussion severity. So I think that this is something that is, you know, it's an intervention that we can do in our kids and has pretty much no downside. And it could possibly even help them with, you know, as they age, sort of their posture in their neck. You don't want people's mm-hmm. necks to fall forward from too much texting. So I think it has a lot of potential upside, very little downside, if any, and something that can be easily incorporated into the workout routines of multiple children.
Mm-hmm. So interesting about your research is that, you know, people think about researchers and then they're like, well, how does this affect anything? This affects everything. I mean, the zillions of kids who are active and young adults and adults who are in sports and want to do it safely but want to, you know, do it want to continue on through their childhood, and to have an application of what you're doing that's applicable to so many people's lives is just fascinating. Hey, Usma, let's talk a little bit more about the run. It's September 10th, and it's at 9 a.m. at Baker Park. How do people get more information? Can they go to your website, or should they do they just show up that day? Or
they can do either. There are three ways to get information. Number one, you can go to HCMC News. So if you go to the news website of HCMC, there's a press release, and then there's a button where you can click, and it takes you to the registration website. The registration is through the Hennepin Health Foundation because mm-hmm. they are directly benefiting Hennepin. The second way is if you Google Charlene's Dog Run, and Charlene is Charlene, Charlene's Dog Run. Then you can, she has a website, there's a website dedicated for the run. Set up by her friends and family. And then the third way is obviously the on-site registration.
Perfect.
So we are excited to have people come. You know, I'm going to try and make it. I don't do 3K, but I'm going to try and do the, 5K. That's 3 miles. I haven't run that much in 20 years.
The heck with that, Usma. I'm getting you out there. I'm coming out there. I'm going to come out there and get you out there to do the 5K. I think you should run it.
So, Bernie the dog is going to be there. Bernie the rescue dog from HCMC. So, you know, I don't have a dog, but maybe I'll adopt him. But, you know, my goal is to try and actually run 3 whole miles or 5K. So that's a lot of miles for me.
That would be fabulous. We are talking with Dr. Usma Samadani, HCMC neurosurgeon, that's brain surgeon, and traumatic brain injury researcher. We're talking about Charlene's 5K dog run. It is happening. What an amazing woman she was. That is happening September 10th at 9 a.m. at Baker Park in Maple Plain. You can go to HCMC News website to get information. You can also just Google Charlene's Dog Run for more information. And I tell you what, I'll make a fourth way to do it. I'll put it on the blog site at myhealthymatters.org. I'll put a link to the registration, and you can have fun. You can honor a remarkable woman, and you can help Dr. Samadani's lab to in neck strengthening. Hey, Usma, thanks for being on, for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
Dr. Yes. Usma Samadani, everybody. I'm from HCMC.
All right. When we come back after the break, we'll pick up on the phone calls and text messages on this Open Line show. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. 62 degrees in the Twin Cities, going for 72, and probably some showers on again, off again. Good morning. Welcome back to Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. Dr. David Hilden answering your general health questions today. As you can see, Doctor, we've got a bunch on the phone and text messages as well. Let's see if we can't pick up some of those folks that have been waiting. Tim and Fridley is first up. Thanks for waiting, Tim.
Yes, I have a question. I was at my annual physical here earlier this week, and my RBC folate level was 272. So I've been put on a daily folate tablet. And I'm wondering, what would cause that level to be low, and what are alternatives to medication?
Yeah, good question, Tim. So the RBC folate isn't often drawn. That's not a blood test that we do. You can forget about the RBC part of it. It's just that the folate in your body is best measured when it's inside red blood cells. It is one of the causes of anemia if you have a folate deficiency. So that's the basics. If you generally just take a folate supplement. And I'm not a nutritionist, so I can't remember what all the good foods are that folate's in. But that is something that is readily available in just a pill form. It's not really a medication. You're just taking a supplement. Now, there are some more unsavory things that can lead to hematologic problems. There's blood cancers and the like. But it would be very unlikely that this is how that would show up. The very fact that somebody tested you for this means you were probably anemic, and they weren't probably sure why, and there's some reasons why you can have anemia, and one of them is folate deficiency. So that's what I think is probably going on, Tim. There might be more that I don't know from all your other tests that they did, but that one's a relatively simple one. You don't need what I would call like a pharmaceutical-grade medication for that usually. You simply need to replace the nutrient that you're missing. It's kind of ironic because last week I talked about supplements, and on the blog, myhealthymatters.org, I talk about why I'm not crazy about supplements and vitamins. But what I'm talking about there is for healthy people without a problem, should you take supplements, and I'm a little skeptical. But for somebody who has a specific identified problem, such as a deficiency of a particular nutrient, well, by all means, just replace that nutrient. And I think that's what's going on with you, Tim. If you're unsure, ask your doctor. But I don't think you're on any other kind of medications for it. It's probably just a replacement.
All right. Very good. Ray is calling from Minnetonka this morning. Go ahead, Ray. Thank you.
Good morning. I was wondering if Dr. Hilden had any thoughts on the Inspire system for sleep apnea, and I'll hang up and listen.
That's a good question that I don't have a good answer for because I'm not familiar with too many of the specific systems. If you're still there, I don't know what that what the system is. Is that just one of the mass systems? Are you still there, Ray?
Yes, it's an implant that they put, an electrical implant is my understanding that they put to keep your airway open.
Got it. Yeah, I am familiar with that. It's just sometimes the names I don't know. Sleep apnea, which is not getting air in and out when you sleep, is really effectively treated. The known things are CPAP machines. There are some dental appliances that work really well. I shouldn't say really well. They're effective in some people. It's maybe a better way to say it. The sleep apnea breathing machines that you use are highly effective, the CPAPs. So what you're talking about is more of a stimulator, and it's a more of an evolving technology. And what I usually say about things that aren't in widespread use is that it shows some promise as best I can tell. I am not an expert at this, so take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt. But it shows some promise, but it's not yet fully ready for prime time, if is maybe the word I'm trying to say. It's not enough people are using them. The data isn't out there to the extent it is on some of the more established treatments. What I would recommend to people with sleep apnea is that optimize your treatment with things that we know work. That's CPAP machines, and they're quiet and small and portable, so CPAP machines, dental appliances if you need, that open up your jaw a little bit, those are more established. And if you're getting nowhere and you're still symptomatic and you've done everything that is well established, then and only then would I go to some of these newer things.
And HCMC has a tremendous...
We have a great sleep plan.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
The Minnesota Regional Sleep Disorder Center, which is a bit of a mouthful, is our sleep center. It's a medically based, physician-operated, scientifically sound sleep center. Not all sleep centers are. Most of them are quite good. I know people around the metro area, but our sleep center is very strong at HCMC.
Yeah, it really is. You know, Doctor, we have to break here in about a minute, and I wanted to get a question posed. But let's do this. Folks on the line, hang on, and I know we have a lot of text messages to catch up. You got one?
Should I take a text? Yeah, do I have some time for that?
Sure.
Okay, somebody, let's see. Here's the one that says, is celiac disease becoming more common these days? It seems like a lot of people I know have it. You are right, Texter, that we are hearing about it a lot more. Whether or not it's actually more common or not, I'm not sure, but we're certainly seeing it more. I can say that for a fact. In the last 20 years, I've seen much more celiac disease. I think that it might be on the rise, but I'm kind of talking out of school here. I'm not sure. We're certainly diagnosing it more. I wonder if something in our processed diet might have something to do with it. It must be dietary, but I don't know. But yes, you are absolutely right. We are seeing much more of it.
Right, that's why people are looking at gluten-free things.
Exactly,
right?
And that's what celiac is. It's a gluten sensitivity. And many people are sensitive to gluten, but some have full-blown celiac disease, which is it actually disrupts the lining of your intestine. So I think it probably is on the rise.
We have another half hour of the show to go. If you didn't get in this half hour, we'll have time for your calls or text messages here on Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. Here on CCO, current temperature reading, 62 degrees in the Twin Cities.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to this portion of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. This is an open line show today. You can ask Dr. David Hilden, your host, your general health questions. And as you can see, Doctor, a lot of callers, a lot of texters. So shall we
Let's have at it. Good morning, right, everybody. Let's hit the phones.
Very good. Chester in St. Cloud has been waiting. Go ahead, Chester.
Yes, I had a cortisone shot in my knee, and ever since that happened, my knee swelled up quite a bit, and it's very painful, and I haven't been able to get any relief. I've tried physical therapy. I had fluid drained from my knee. I had an MRI taken to see if there was any reason for the swelling, which they could not see, and it's been about 9 weeks now. And I'm in pretty rough shape here with my knee. And I'm wondering if you have any other suggestions of what I could do.
Hey, Chester, now, you said you had an MRI of your knee?
Yep, I just had it, and the doctor looked at it and read it, and he didn't see anything in there that should cause my knee to remain swollen, he told me.
Yeah, because that would be the – I was going to say, oh, you need an MRI, Chester, because you got to figure out what – because if that can see darn near everything. Your MRI, that can see every ligament. It can see your ACL, your PCL, the medial collaterals. Because if you have ongoing fluid in your knee, it's inflammation of some kind.
I get minor relief when I ice it, but then it gets swelled right back up again. Been 9 weeks now.
Yeah, what I'm guessing is that you have some disruption to the soft tissues in there. In other words, not the bones, the ligaments, the tendons, the muscles that are around your knee, and for some reason your body's reacting to that with fluid and inflammation. As long as it's not infected, in other words, somebody drew out the fluid and investigated that it's not, you know, purulent or it's not pus. An infected knee is dangerous. That's dangerous. But you have done that, right? Somebody's pulled the fluid.
Yeah. No, I don't. They've pretty much ruled out an infection.
Yeah. So as long as you've ruled out an infection, you've ruled out any tears to your ligaments that need surgical fixing, I think you're just on a long course of anti-inflammatories. And the anti-inflammatory things to do are, you're already doing them. Ice, make it cold. Compression, sometimes a knee brace on there. Elevation, raise it. And then things like ibuprofen or Advil or Motrin, if you can take those. And if you can't do any of those, it is possible to have, you know, cortisone injections and the like done. But you've already done that as well. So I would go a conservative approach. It might be, well, it's obviously been 9 weeks already. It might be another 9. But I would continue a very conservative course. And if that doesn't work after you know, another month or two, you might need an orthopedic surgeon to take a look in there, you know, with an arthroscopic surgery. I'm not a huge fan of arthroscopic surgery because mostly because my orthopedic surgeon colleagues don't seem to be huge fans of it. But they can look around in there and clean things out, and that's a possibility. But I would do that as a last resort because it's not shown to really do a whole lot. You seeing a physical therapist, a chiropractor, those kinds of things would be probably a good idea, especially a physical therapist. And you might, you know, do some knee strengthening exercises. But I think you're on a long course of anti-inflammatories, Chester. Good luck to you. At least you know it's not anything awful. Yeah. It's not a horrible knee injury. So at least you have that going for you. I hope it works out for you.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Lil is calling from Bloomington. Lil, you're on CCO. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering if you can tell me anything about this pulmonary hypertension.
Yeah, Lil. So pulmonary hypertension is pulmonary lungs. Hypertension is high blood pressure. So when we talk about high blood pressure with people, we usually mean systemic high blood pressure, the blood pressure in your whole body. Pulmonary hypertension is a separate, distinct kind of high blood pressure that your heart is having to work against in your lungs. So it's the blood pressure from your heart to your lungs, a distance of just a couple of inches, is too high. And it's usually, there is a thing called primary pulmonary hypertension, which means we don't know the cause. It's just something's wrong in those particular blood vessels. And that requires a pulmonologist and probably a cardiologist. You should see both a lung and a heart doctor. But there's a lot of what we call secondary pulmonary hypertensions. In other words, the blood pressure is high because of something else. And that something else is often lung disease. Emphysema, COPD, blood clots in your lungs, other pneumonias, other problems in your lungs. So again, you should see a lung doctor for those, because if you have secondary pulmonary hypertension, you can often treat the underlying cause to help it. If it's primary pulmonary hypertension, in other words, there is no cause, it's just all by itself, that's a harder thing to treat. And you should see a specialist for that. And that would be a lung person, because that is something that can get progressively worse, can lead to shortness of breath, can lead to right-sided heart failure and a number of other problems. So if you have, I would see a specialist for these. Don't just like go to your regular primary doctor. And I would see both a lung and a heart doctor, Lil.
Okay. Let's see. Joe in Richfield, I believe, has been waiting. Joe, you're on with Dr. Hilden.
Yeah. I have a family friend. She's in her early 90s and not very mobile anymore. And she has severe swelling of her feet and ankles. Is that called edema? And
yeah.
I'm wondering what the long-term implications of something like that is.
Right. So, Joe, the edema is simply a term for fluid. It's usually fluid that's in the wrong place. And it's got maybe 20 or 30 causes, and you will all be very happy to know. I'm not going to go through all of them. but in and of itself, the swelling, the edema, isn't dangerous in most cases. It's a symptom of something else. So your leg's swelling, although it might be uncomfortable, and there's many people who have reached a certain age whose legs do swell every single day. It's a symptom of something else. And what is that something else? In older adults, it's often bad veins. It's simply the valves in your veins. And yes, your veins have valves in them that help to get the fluid, the blood, from your feet back to your heart, that is 3 feet away. Those valves get kind of bad as we grow older, and so the blood pools in our legs, and then the fluid part of your blood, not the red part, but the water leaks out into your ankles. They swell up and get discolored in that. That's nothing to be worried about. You just wear compression stockings, elevate your legs, and that's the best you can do. Other things do lead to swollen legs, do lead to lower extremity edema. The big ones are heart failure. That's the big one. When your heart is failing and it's basically a plumbing and a pump problem, the fluid backs up and it backs up into where gravity takes it, to your legs. So you should, one thing to look at is your heart. Liver disease, kidney disease, sleep apnea does this. Emphysema in your lungs, believe it or not, does this. Many medications do it. Some blood pressure medicines lead to leg swelling. So the point being, there's a lot of different causes, many of which are relatively benign. Some are more serious, like heart failure. The big question in a 90-year-old is how much invasive diagnostic tests you want to do, and I would recommend relatively few. You don't want to do a zillion tests if it's not going to change what you do. But I would have a simple look at her heart. I think that's a reasonable thing to do to make sure it's not heart failure. And some simple blood tests. And then you can manage it with water pills or diuretics. So there's a lot to be done. Most of it is relatively benign. That's what I'd suggest, Joe.
You know, in a minute we have to break, but maybe we can grab a quick text before.
Yeah, there's a lot of texts, aren't there? And here's one that says, I'm on Diltiazem, 240 milligrams once a day. How long can this be taken? Is it strictly for blood pressure? I also have AFib. You can take Diltiazem the rest of your life. There's not a long-term problem with that. And it is used for two reasons. It is used for blood pressure control, like you are mentioning. It is also used for heart rate control for atrial fibrillation. So it's a perfect medication for someone with atrial fibrillation. Diltiazem keeps your heart at a good rate, so it's not going too fast. And it also controls your blood pressure.
You know, this morning, for those that may have missed it, you had a chat with Dr. Samadani, and we had about strengthening necks in that particular event that we were talking about. And we had a text about a traffic accident with that very
reason. Oh, thanks
for
pointing this out. We have a lot of texts, and here's one that says, comment on neck strength. I believe it works. Real life example. Our entire family was in a serious car accident, hit head on by a wrong way driver in the 70s. Seatbelts weren't great in those days. My father was driving. His head went through the windshield. He had no injuries. The doctor said he thought Dad's neck exercises and muscles were the reason. Dad used to lift weights, including some hanging from a wrap from his head and neck. We all survived. We all survived, by the way. Well, that's a great story, you know, because if you missed the first part of the show, Dr. Usma Samadani, one of our brain injury researchers, is doing some really cool research on neck strengthening as a way to lessen the incidence and severity of brain injury in athletes particularly. And we talked about the Charlene's 5K dog run, with or without your dog. It's on September 10th at Baker's Park in Maple Plain. So thank you for that text message. I believe that. You're in a bad car accident. Your head's snapping all over the place. And if you have a strong neck like this texter's father, it probably helped lessen injury.
Well, thanks for that input. We'll take a quick break. We have more show to come here. It's an open line show on today's Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. Light rain now falling in the Twin Cities. Our temperature reading 62. We may hit 72 degrees, but more rain is on the way for the Twin Cities. We'll be right back. And good morning. Welcome back to Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. It's an open line show today. And by the way, we'll be doing both Sundays at the fair, both open line shows.
Do you want me to sing that song? Our state fair is a great state. Oh, Hammer's over there. He's shaking his head back and forth. Please don't subject us to your voice.
We'll have to do another health show.
Hammer's a smart Craig, you're a smart guy. I'm not going to sing anymore. Here, can I go to some text?
Sure, let's do that.
All right. Some of these that came earlier in the show. What specialist do you suggest I see for slipping rib syndrome? It's causing pain and costochondritis. That's a great question because I've never seen slipping rib syndrome in my whole life. I believe it is where your ribs are just kind of loose in there, particularly on the bottom, and the cartilage is causing pain. I'm not going to be able to answer that very well, but I would recommend conservative things. When I say conservative, not invasive. I would go with a physical therapist, maybe some injections by an orthopedic surgeon. You want to know what specialist I would see? I think I'd go to an orthopedic surgeon, but I haven't seen that before ever. Here's someone says, ever hear of knee pads? I wonder what. Oh, because I was talking about moving my son and I bashed up my knee. And thank you. Yep, I'm an idiot. I should have worn some protective gear like knee pads. Here's one that says, morning on my third week of a summer cold. Am I still contagious? How much longer will it last? It's hard to say how long you're contagious with colds because the viruses mutate and there's different ones. And so you're kind of always contagious with a cold. Like if you're coughing and sneezing, assume you're contagious. But contagious is, it's not like you've got tuberculosis. You have a common cold. So I would just wash your hands a lot and cover your cough, cover your sneeze. Anything that lasts 3 or 4 weeks is not likely just your average common cold. You've probably got a little something worse.
Should we go back to the phone?
Sure.
All right. Bob in Monticello has been waiting. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, I'm calling about a problem my wife has. She's had a started with a headache about 2 years ago, and a headache started in the occipital nerve on the left side and went up over her head and into her left eye. And then about, I don't know, maybe 6 months later, she had an event where the left side of her body went numb and tingly. MRI said it was not a stroke. But we've been dealing with this headache and for some time. The numb and tingly kind of abated, but this past week or so, it's come back like gangbusters.
Did they say the nerve was pinched in her neck?
No.
They didn't comment on that?
No.
Because I think it's great that you have the that you ruled out a stroke. It doesn't sound like it was likely a stroke from her symptoms, but it does very much sound like a neurologic thing. And sometimes they can see that on the MRIs, but they didn't in your case, it sounds like.
We've been dealing with a neurologist, and it's, you know, changing, trying different medications, and nothing seems to work.
Yeah, does your that's a hard one. Does your neurologist have any other ideas?
Well, the last thing she said was, if this doesn't help, the last medication we tried, maybe we'd go to a pain management session.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to suggest. What you probably, or what she probably needs is something a little stronger to get her through the acute pain issues. This will likely calm down, but maybe something for a week or so to just really give her some relief. And then transition to a longer-term pain control strategy. These are kind of hard ones. Your nerve, or her nerve, is acting up. It's irritated. It's causing her to have headaches, and all the way up to her eye. You know, the nerve is sending off signals. So a pain control strategy that treats neuropathic pain is probably your best bet. I was going to say make sure she's seeing a neurologist or a headache specialist, but this one might be kind of a longer haul for her as that nerve slowly regenerates, as the inflammation comes down. And everything with nerve problems take longer to heal. It's one of the truisms of medicine. If you've got a nerve that is injured or irritated, it always takes a while. So it might be a while, but as long as you're seeing a neurologist, it doesn't sound like she's got anything horrible, like that, because you've done the MRIs. But it might be a little bit of a haul for you. Good luck to you, Bob. I'm sorry I don't have much more than that, but to see a good neurologist.
Now here's maybe a related call from Marion and Ramsey. Go ahead, Marion.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Marion.
Back in 2010, out of the blue, I started having pain in my right leg. Not sharp and not consistent. Varies in what it feels like. But I was told at one point that it's a pinched nerve.
Yeah.
So wouldn't a pinched nerve be constant?
Not necessarily, Mary. You know, a pinched nerve can come and go. You've got lots. The nerves are come out of your spinal column, and sometimes there's just inflammation. Sometimes a disc is pinching a nerve, and discs kind of can bulge out, and then they can go back in. And so the only time we worry about here are the things you should worry about whenever you've got neurologic symptoms. If you have a weakness in a limb, like you can't walk. If you have bowel or bladder problems, like you're losing control of your bowels, that's a situation. And if you're a person with cancer, because then nerve pain with cancer can mean your cancer spread. If you don't have any of those things, you should be okay. Stay active, exercise, stretch, and pinch nerves. The symptoms can come and go. Doesn't have to be just constant. So thank you for that question, though.
All right.
Denny, do I have more time?
Sure, we have about a minute or so to go.
All right. How about this? Please do a show on addiction. Are there any non-traditional procedures that are effective, like acupuncture? Well, that's timely. I was just talking to Dr. Gavin Bart in the hallway of the hospital Friday, and he said, do you want to do a show on addiction? Yeah. So we have a great addiction medicine. I'll consider that and see if we can't put together some topics that might be helpful for that. Let's see. Do we have any more time here?
There's a lot. We just have about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Oh, sorry, you texters. There's about 30 more of them. I'm trying to find one, and we don't have time for
it. How about next week's show, though?
about chronic pain management. So you're going to want to listen to that and check us out at myhealthymatters.org on the blog site. And don't forget the State Fair coming up the last Sunday in August and the first Sunday in September. We'll see you at the WCCO Broadcast Center at the State Fair, 7:30 sharp. Come out, rain or shine. It's going to be a great time. I'd love to meet you.
Both open line shows. We'll see you back here next week.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks very much. In the Twin Cities right now, 62 degrees. Light rain is falling and more to come.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.